B'tachin for Life, Shir 664, Monday, Parshas Bamidbar. We are trying to internalize the concept of feeling machsi, and we have to keep repeating to ourselves, this is not something that is natural, this is not something that many people think. We are fighting the tide when a person tries to truly feel emunah and b'tachin. And every situation is different. It's not a simple thing to be able to feel it. Sometimes it gets complicated. Sometimes it's detailed. You have a question of how much ishtadl is to do, like we discussed in previous shirim. Somebody's hurting you, and it's very difficult to be able to overcome feelings that somebody's hurting you, not to be angry at them, to understand that they're not really the one that's hurting you, even though they're making the choice, and even though it seems like without them, nothing would have happened to you. And some of our listeners mention that even if we understand that the person can't hurt you, but it still bothers you that somebody maliciously tried to harm you. And that's very understandable. It's an emotional feeling, and it's very difficult to overcome. But the way we overcome all of these questions is by getting comfortable with the concepts of emunah and bitachon. And it is a constant growing process. Every day of our lives is supposed to be focused on ensuring that we try to strengthen our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And emunah and bitachin, solidifying the concepts of emunah and bitachin, help us solidify that relationship. So our objective is to try to internalize it emotionally. And one day it will be easier, and one day it will be more difficult. One day you'll be struggling with something, and you work on your emunah and bitachin, and you'll feel calm, and you'll feel very accomplished, Baruch Hashem, my emunah and bitachin help me. In another situation, you're working on your emunah b'tach and you don't feel calm, and it gets frustrating. It's all about growth, and growth comes with growing pains. Not every day will you see hatzlacha, but perseverance is the source of hatzlacha. When a person keeps up with it every day, a little bit at a time, internalizing the concepts, reminding yourself, even though it doesn't seem like that, even though nobody else thinks like that, doesn't change the facts. These are the facts. There's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's running everything. And my goal is to try to internalize and try to live with that understanding. That is my focus in life. And therefore, the more I repeat it to myself, the more I sing it to myself, the more I think about it, the more I try to utilize it when I'm faced with a scenario, the more I will be zeicha to ultimately internalize it. And that is my goal, to be able to internalize the concepts of emunah and bitachon, to be able to live with it. And one day I'll feel like I'm matzliach, and one day I might feel like I'm not. But I have to understand that it's all about the effort that I put into it. And every day that I put in the effort, I am matzliach, regardless of how I feel. When I work on my emunah and bitachon, when I try to internalize it emotionally, I am being matzliach. That's how the Rabbeinu Shalom looks at it. And that's the only thing that counts.